it's one of those things that was, no matter all the discussion and analysis and agreements and negotiations over what things would look like and how they would transition and how it might look like on the far side, it still would come down to a vote, given the demographics of...
Actually, two votes, but a set of votes.
Yeah. Given the demographic of Northern Ireland, no matter which way it's going, it's not trending quickly in any particular direction, you're going to need to convince people who aren't nationalists.
Absolutely.
We might call those, many of them, maybe unionists, however light or conservative they want to be, but you're going to have to convince them that actually this is in their interest, that this is good, this is worth voting for. Can you think of that as anything other than an impossible task?
Well, no, I totally agree with that. I've never seen the New Ireland in any other way, which is why I said to you a few minutes ago that Northern Ireland holds the keys to the New Ireland. Mm-hmm. Northern Ireland has to work for the New Ireland to be possible. Mm-hmm. If people think that by destroying Northern Ireland they'll create a New Ireland, they're actually not thinking through the issue at all. The way you build a New Ireland is to build reconciliation, to build stability, to build prosperity in Northern Ireland, and for that jurisdiction to feel comfortable in making its transition from being part of the United Kingdom to being part of a New Ireland. And that means, of course, it means people of a unionist identity or tradition feeling comfortable with the idea that they may be part of a New Ireland in the fullness of time. That Northern Ireland would remain, as I have said, is most likely the best way to move this debate on, you know, on the proposition that Northern Ireland would remain, would surely be the first step in indicating to those of a unionist identity that we do not want to destroy anything. We do not want to take anything away. This is not about diluting anyone's sense of identity. It is not about undermining any institutions of government that people hold dear at a regional level. It is not even about altering too fundamentally the political power bases at a regional level. It is simply about understanding that the region is now successful, it is capable of its own self-determination, and it is able to make a peaceful and sober decision to, in its own interests, shift its sovereign status from being that as being part of the UK to being that as part of a New Ireland. And that's why I say, Alan, it's not a party political football. It's way too important. It's way too sensitive an issue to allow it to become something that is associated with any single party. It's bigger than that.
But it's a huge ambition and a huge step to be able to say that the kind of rational kind of argument you're putting there of saying, you know, if we're successful as an island, if we're confident in ourselves, then actually people might be able to overcome their gut reaction, be able to overcome their allegiance to another nation, you know, to switch. I mean, that's still going to be a huge jump for people.
Absolutely.
But that could take generations and generations.
It will take time. There's no question about this. But let me just, you know, point you to our recent history. The reason I'm an MLA is because I'm a disciple of John Hume's. And I will never be anything other than a disciple of John's. In 1975, John set out to challenge what was then Irish nationalist thinking about how you dealt with Northern Ireland. Back then, Irish nationalism saw Northern Ireland as a place that was occupied by the British, and if the British just left, it'd be all fine. Now, that remains Sinn Féin's analysis of the problem. But Hume said, no, it's not as simple as this. Northern Ireland exists whether you like it or not. Nearly everyone up in Northern Ireland has some sense of Irish identity about them, even if it's only to consider themselves Northern Irish. They are divided as a people at a regional level, but they also feel dislocated from the rest of the island and, to some extent, from the rest of the United Kingdom. So therefore, there are three strands, there are three sets of relationships, there are three broken relationships that we need to work through if we're going to build peace. People thought that was a preposterous idea in 1975. But 23 years later, it was what 3/4 of our people across the island of Ireland, the guts of 3/4 of our people here in Northern Ireland, voted for when they said yes to the Good Friday Agreement. They voted for a settlement that acknowledges the complexity of our identities and relationships. The debate about the New Ireland will start with what some people might consider to be preposterous suggestions, like that it won't be a unitary state, like that, you know, it won't be a nationalist place. Mm-hmm. But it will end with those suggestions, in my opinion, being the reality. And there is a huge body of opinion and a huge body of people and an emerging generation of people who are Northern Irish. The Northern Irish and Irish, or the Northern Irish and British. Now, for them, their principle, as I see it, their principal sense of allegiance is to their region. They're really proud to be from here. When they come up to Stormont as school kids or university students or, you know, young workers to see us at Stormont, they're coming to the place that they consider to be the seat of power. They don't see its history. They just see its opportunity. Now, those people have the right to be offered a politics that is expansive and ambitious, not just in terms of the region, but also in terms of potential constitutional settlements. So what is wrong with openly and honestly saying to people who are Northern Irish and British that you may have a future in a new Ireland and that it will not prejudice in one iota either your regional identity or your national one? All those practical issues, you're right, they do need to be thought through, but none of them need be barriers. Do you know what the biggest barrier will be? The biggest barrier most likely will be a question around public finances. You know, around how we protect public services in Northern Ireland as we have them today and in New Ireland, because there's quite big differences. And, you know, would it mean we pay a little more tax here at a regional level or whatever? Those are likely to be much bigger debates, I think, if I'm honest with you, than debates around, you know, something really practical like a phone number or whatever. I'm quite confident that if we take this debate away from being a party political football and we actually take it on to being a national, if you like, conversation about the what if, that we will find very imaginative answers emerging from very interesting quarters. What is really regrettable is that some people in the political class will just refuse to engage in the conversation, as if they're scared of the prospect. But sure, no one should be scared of a prospect that is rooted in human interest, in democratic validation through referenda, in, you know, properly considered processes.
Yeah. So finally, do you think, given where we are with community relations, given at this moment we're particularly, I guess, focused on flags and the tensions within the communities, if a united Ireland was ever to succeed, it would require good community relations on a scale beyond where we are, because in a sense we would have the new racism would be north and south potentially. So is it even worth starting discussions in the public space about what that kind of model would look like without actually solving the problems here in Northern Ireland first?
There is no point in debating a new Ireland if you're not willing to debate the need for reconciliation.
So should we pause the New Ireland and accelerate the local?
It's the same debate, if you think about it. You don't get a New Ireland without reconciliation. You don't get reconciliation without the truth about our past. So everything is connected. You know, everything is joined up. The steps are reconciliation, truth, and a New Ireland. That's quite clear in my mind. The debate can be joined up. I have no problem with that. But for anyone to say that, you know, we can have a new Ireland and we won't have dealt with our recent past, or we can have a new Ireland and we won't have engaged in a meaningful process of reconciliation within Northern Ireland, and for that matter, a meaningful process of reconciliation across Ireland, they are deluding themselves. You will not build a new Ireland from an unreconciled people. They must be reconciled, and they will not become reconciled unless you have dealt with the question of the past and you have an acceptable truth. So they're all connected, Alan. Deeply, deeply, deeply connected.
So will you see a new Ireland in your lifetime, or is it something for your children?
No, I think I will, and I tell you why I think I will, because the die is cast in terms of our society moving on. And what we are doing is, in our journey forwards, in our journey onwards, we are reaching junctions which require us sometimes to look back and deal with the past, sometimes to look sideways and deal with each other, but they invite us to take the next step forward. What I'm confident of is that the people of Northern Ireland are ambitious for themselves and for each other. I know that. I represent them and have the great privilege of hearing their demands of me to represent everyone all the time and to speak to the truth in a new society. And as long as we keep doing that, this place will evolve. And I'm not going to sit here and be a prophet in terms of telling you where it will end, but will I see a new Ireland? Absolutely. Will it be in the vision of Pádraig Pearse in 1916? I just don't know. And you know something? You know, I don't think it's my duty to look back 100 years for my guidance. I think it's my duty to look forward and to be open-minded and imaginative about it. But I don't want to have to do so in a climate or culture of prejudice against me just because I hold that view.
Thank you.